At that point, the only thing that is then required is a permit from the state of Alaska to whoever steps up, and I'm assuming private sector will be there, to build what? Ryan and I were talking today about the huge gas reserve now known to exist in British Columbia, straight across our border, natural gas. Maybe somebody wants to bring a natural gas pipeline down there. We've had talk from the mining industry in Canada, a slurry pipe might be created to slurry minerals down to ships in the Bradfield. We've always dreamed of a road. We've always dreamed of a power line that would allow us to develop electric projects and sell the power into the North American grid. All of that is awaiting one survey. And I don't think you're looking at more than a million or two to get it surveyed. And as soon as that happens, the federal government, and by the way we drafted the legislation, the words go like this. Notwithstanding any other law ever passed by Congress, that means it doesn't have to comply with clean air, clean water, no environmental impact statements. It's an order from the Congress of the United States to issue the land to the state of Alaska. All of these debates about who's flying what airplane, what secretary is getting paid what, all that trivial stuff, poof, just disappears the minute you've got that survey completed. And then our state, our DOT, would sit there and say, we've got this corridor of land. Anybody out there interested in building something in it?
Well, thank you.
That's the point I wanted to make.
I really want to thank everybody for their input and tonight. It's really been beneficial to every one of us, I believe. Any further discussion on the assembly? We did go quite far afield. It was great. Yes.
Well, I guess there's a motion on the table.
Yes.
I've been, since our last meeting and this came up, I've been attempting to educate myself. Got this of the background documents and have talked with many of the people in the audience here for sometimes 2 hours at a shot. And it's helped me understand understand the issues a little bit deeper. I have a few, I don't know what the answer is exactly yet at this point, but I have a few comments I'd like to make. I think there's three things that have risen to the top of my concerns. And no matter what solution we come to, first of all, that it's a solution. It's a positive step forward. In that solution, I believe that the employees of Thomas Bay Power Authority should remain whole as much as possible. In that meaning, you know, they're not getting less in any way. So, not less jobs, not less money, not less retirement, not less yada yada. Second, I think, you know, City of Wrangell needs to be treated fairly, whatever that means, not foot the bill more than anyone else. But third, and I think it's more important in the long term, number three, is that we start working together more cooperatively as a region. And, you know, it'll take a process to get there. But those are the three things that are paramount in my mind. Knowing now that, you know, that Petersburg has asked for this reimbursement from SEPA on the non-net billable, which is what we're asking to ask of SEPA again from City of Wrangell's point of view, I don't see that really anything has changed. I feel like they're just going to come back with a negative again. And And what we're doing, I mean, if we're intending that that's what we want, and we're trying to set this up for some sort of a legal fight, you know, I don't think that's a positive avenue to go down. I mean, it's I'd like to go the other avenue, more cooperative, if we can. Let's see here. I had some other thoughts. The issue of roll it in, whether KPU rolls in the non-net billable or not, had this conversation with a few different people, and my understanding was that they get paid operation maintenance like Thomas Bay, and anything that's questionable outside of that, they just absorb because they are a utility doing larger things than just the O&M contract, whereas Thomas Bay, you know, doesn't have that ability. Anyway, so I'm sure there's more information or more stuff I wanted to say, but I mean, there's a lot of things that have been said that I agree with. I agree that we need a long-term plan. I agree that we need to analyze the situation and figure out what we want, give direction, you know, to our representatives, whether it's a SEPA or Thomas Bay. But I, one of the things that I still can't reconcile is a lot of people have talked about SEPA as if it's some other entity, and we are SEPA. And nothing major is going to happen at the SEPA level unless everybody agrees to it, because that's how the operating procedures are written up. So these ideas of, you know, the long-term vision, owning our own assets and that sort of thing, you can't do any of that unless you have the cooperation of everybody. And so anyway, that's one of my goals down the road, but I don't see that this motion gets us there further or solves anything. Now we have also Petersburg's resolution that they are going to take up on Friday, I understand. The resolution basically says they accept or they are willing to look into further SEPA's offer. That was just it was basically a general offer. I'm imagining that's going to pass, but I don't know that for sure. And we also have other communication that that Ernie brought forward that says some of the folks in Ketchikan don't think that's a good offer. So I'm not convinced that, you know, it would get negotiated in the way that has been put forward, whether Wrangell accepted it or not at this point. So I'm a little hesitant to go that direction at this point until we get a little bit more information.
Mayor?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I think we're a little off point on what this is right here. What we're trying to do is recover the money that Petersburg has refused to pay. You know, at this point, the only real thing to do is throw the thing on the table and let them make a decision, and then we get legal advice afterwards. Sure. We're going to have legal advice on this. You may not want to go down that route, but that's what we're going to have to do. Because other than that, you might as well drag your checkbook out and write a check. And that's the only other way it's going to be settled. And that's why I was insistent that we look at this hard, take a hard stand, and let them make their decision. The other things that that Julie spoke of is that without going forward and seeking legal advice on a lot of these questions, that's what's got us in trouble. We seem to be willy-nilly going down the road, and we're not doing our due diligence. The same thing I'm talking about when we look at December 2014 and divestiture. That was required to do due diligence. and we're not doing our due diligence. This body is not doing their due diligence. All that means is you go out there and look at it, get the information, seek the legal proper avenue to go.
That's right.
Take the advice and run down the road. Doesn't mean it's going to go this way or that way. It means you're going to get the best direction you can. That's where I stand. And that's why I brought that forward. Thank you.
Anyone else? I agree somewhat with Assembly Member Stowe in as far as legal advice, and I believe that is a good point. Very good point.
That's right.
And before we direct the borough manager to do anything, I think we should get to legal advice first.
I think that's getting there.
It's delaying the issue in a way, but it, you know, it's better to do it right than to do it twice. That's how I feel.
Call for the question.
Call vote, please.
Assembly Member Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
No.
Wiederspoon?
No.
Stokes?
Yes.
Christian? Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm McCloskey?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
No.
Motion fails, Your Honor.
Can we put it up that we do get some legal advice on this, though? We can direct the borough manager or the interim to get some legal advice on this and to see where we can stand and how we can get some money or what we can do because Petersburg is not paying the portion.
That's what I'd recommend as a first step.
I'd like to see a motion on the table in that regard, but I think it needs to go to the proper type attorney, like Mr. Redmond that we had in the old days. Warren has a name, and so does Anderson there, the type of lawyer we need to talk to. I don't think our typical law lawyer would be involved to give us a proper answer.
Well, we could have Jeff look into a proper, if we consider that a good lawyer, check into this to see where we can legally stand, you know, because if it is Petersburg isn't going to cooperate and not going to pull your pony up their portion of it, we've got to figure out how we can get it.
That's right.
Well, can I? And if it goes down legal systems, it's going to cost us big money anyway. But either way we're looking at it,
right now.
Either way we're looking at it, it's going to cost us.
I make a motion okay. that we.
Well.